The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Fired up on this Thursday. Let's hear that again.
Yeah!
Woo! Yeah.
It just never gets old. I'm so sorry. Oh my God, Sabrina Carpenter, man child. It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. We are the JV Show. Thanks for hanging out with us. Happy Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. All right, first talk back of the day. Here we go.
Happy Friday, Junior. JV Show from Miller, Eric from San Jose. Oh, I had a great weekend, guys. Thursday, flight got canceled to the morning, or Friday in the morning to leave to Oahu. But I still had a good, decent weekend. Didn't get back until Tuesday night, left the talk back. So, you know, I try to leave a talk back so it can be number one in Oahu, but I failed. I'm sorry, guys. But yeah, Oahu, definitely a vacation. Recommend.
That sounds nice. I couldn't follow everything that was happening in that talk back, but what I did ascertain there, and I just checked, JV Show is number one.
Oh, we are, even so, without his talk back from there.
Him, oh my God, one on vacation.
I was going to say, wow, he really dropped the ball on that, and we have him to blame.
Nope, still
but,
got
okay,
it.
Okay, well then, never mind. Thank you so much. I've never been to Hawaii. Have you been to Hawaii, Jess?
Yes, I went to Maui.
Am I the only person that's never been there?
You have to, Selena.
Question, Graham, because you went with the family. Mm-hmm. You have a couple of kids. Is it more family vibes than couples vacation vibes?
There's different parts. You got to go. You got to know where, what resort. There's more family resort and then there's more couple resort. Like my wife and I went on our honeymoon there. It was more couple resort.
Oh, like spicy stuff went down.
Oh, yeah. You should have seen the pool was one big swingers party.
Ew, and then, I don't want that.
We were newly married.
Just watched.
But then there are other resorts that are, you know, a lot more family.
So you didn't join in because you were newly married, so now you guys would?
Oh, yeah, but now we have kids, so now we're at the family resort.
Oh, yeah.
But those have more swinging going on than any of them, you guys. It's crazy.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, it's a thing. Not with the kids, of course. They go to bed.
Oh,
all the parents,
okay, got it.
It's
yeah.
one giant
well,
wife
that makes
swap.
It better. Anyways, should we do a second talk back
sure.
of the day?
Hey, morning, JV Show. Hopefully I'm the first one to talk back today. Keep up the good work, guys. Jason Stockton,
appreciate you. Weren't the first talk back today, but the second. So, like, that's good.
Keep up the good work. Thank you for that motivation.
Yeah.
I needed that this morning. Don't forget, coming up 8:20, you have a chance to win another Chromebook.
Woo! Woo!
Also, really quick, before I forget, Jess, you're going to be out somewhere today.
I am.
Let's talk about this. We're going to be talking about it all morning. But
So I'm going to be at Carrington College. So go hang out with me 10 to 12 today because... Listen, all of you that are fighting for chug mugs, guess what? I'm going to have some there.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And you don't have to fight anyone.
Where is Carrington College?
San Leandro.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah. So
where is San Leandro?
Right next to Hayward. Hello.
I was asking Jess because she's new to the Bay Area.
Hello, right next to Hayward.
And then what's on the other side of San Leandro?
On the other side of San Leandro, that would be...
Me furiously looking up a map.
San Mateo.
That would be, are you kidding me?
Like on the other side, as in like opposite side.
Like what, right, like if Hayward's touching one end, what's touching the other
you
end?
You mean like to
Whoa,
its
careful.
Side.
Careful.
That would be, let me see, San Leandro, Dublin? No.
Nope.
Conquer? No, nope. Conquer's too far away.
My wheeze laugh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, continue.
Honestly, I don't know. Can I get a lifeline?
phone a friend. Yeah. Dial them up. What's their phone number?
Graham, what's next to San Leandro?
It's probably like Oakland to the north, right?
I would have taken San Lorenzo or Oakland. Either one.
Okay.
That's okay.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right. The thing we could not wait for. Taylor's album details were revealed yesterday on the New Heights podcast. So The Life of a Showgirl is going to drop October 3rd. It's got 12 tracks because it's her 12th album. And there's a Sabrina Carpenter collab. We're going to be talking more about her podcast appearance 7:55 this morning.
For the third day in a row, the San Francisco Giants managed to score just one measly run against the San Diego Padres. And they got totally pounded 11-1 at Oracle Park yesterday. That completed a three-game sweep for the Padres, and while they are technically, well, the Giants, I should say, technically still alive to make a wild card spot, the team continues to completely the bed on the field, and I think it's safe to say it's time to turn the page and look ahead to next season.
Oh, no!
It's done.
Yeah, it's done.
Another foggy morning, and you guys, the weather just keeps dropping little by little. Highs will be in the upper 70s to mid 80s, so still nice. It's just not really summer weather yet.
Nope. Hey, Virgo besties!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be an 8. You're feeling somewhat more thoughtful than usual, which is really saying something. Let the people in your life know how much you appreciate them, particularly the ones that may not know how you feel about them.
Aww.
Some great advice.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up 7:05, your chance to win a chug mug inside What the Bleep. But next, I got scolded by my husband yesterday. But I feel like he had a good reason to do it. I'll tell you about it next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So I got scolded by my husband yesterday.
Why?
Let me just tell you guys what happened, okay? So this weekend, we are going on a couple's trip. Okay, we're going to be spending a couple days.
Where are you going?
We're going to be spending a couple days in Miami.
Oh,
so
look at you.
Really excited. So yesterday, we are at the mall. Okay. And we're buying some new sunglasses.
Okay.
We really need new sunglasses. Here's why. Do you guys remember last summer we took a trip to Miami and I accidentally left his Meta Ray-Bans out there?
I do.
Yeah.
Did you leave them in the rental car or something?
I left them in the rental car.
Whoops.
At least I think that's where I
and
left
And those
them.
Are the ones that record and everything, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Oh, Selena.
Huh?
And then
whoops.
After the Kendrick Lamar concert, I never told you guys this part, I accidentally lost his Gucci glasses.
What? How did you lose those ones?
I don't know. I didn't take a Baggins. I didn't want to be holding anything. So I had his glasses like clipped onto my shirt the entire time.
Why are you the keeper of his sunglasses?
Because I was wearing them because he had on a different pair.
Oh, that's worse.
Outside, it got dark. So I wasn't wearing them anymore. So I clipped them onto my shirt. And like in all the pictures and videos from the concert, they're there. I remember walking to the car and checking. They're there. But at some point after that, between getting into the car and getting home, and I don't know what happened to them.
Oh no.
So sunglasses enter a car with you and then they just
they disappear. And then when we were in Vegas, you know, just a couple
weeks
ago.
There's a third time?
That's not possible.
Not sunglasses, but I sometimes wear a diamond grill that he got me.
Oh,
I lost that in Vegas.
No,
how was that possible? Where'd you spit that out?
I don't know. Maybe I took it out.
On the roulette table?
I either took it out to eat or I could have sworn like I maybe, because I was really drunk the last night there. Maybe it was on the nightstand. I could have sworn like I saw it there when I was like scrambling to pack to go back to the airport and like I threw it in my bag. But I can't find it anywhere.
Oh, no.
And so yesterday we're at the mall and he's buying me more sunglasses. And he was like, look, you need to tighten up and be a little bit more responsible about
it. Walk in.
Yeah, I'm surprised he still bought you new ones. I thought he was going to be like, sorry.
Yeah, no, at that point, you
cut off for now.
You go through a couple expensive pairs. I'm getting you the pair from Rite Aid. Like, I'm taking you down to Rite Aid and be like, these look just as good.
I feel like when I'm with him, I just let my guard down and I don't have to be like responsible because he looks after everything.
Honestly, but, Selena, I don't blame you.
Thank you. See,
I'm
see where
same
I'm coming
way.
From.
What are you talking about? We're happy to look after you in the greater sense. We don't want to be picking up your items as you drunkenly drop them all over a Vegas casino floor. That ain't our job.
Let it happen.
It's because you don't know the feeling, Graham. Like, we're just like in our own little world because we're so happy
feeling
to be
so
with you guys.
Safe and comfortable, you know?
We're like in La La Land. Also, we have so many accessories to already carry on us.
Thank you.
That they kind of just, you place something somewhere and then you place something
And have you seen the bags these days? They're so tiny, like you can barely fit a cell phone in it. So it's like, where are you supposed to put everything?
And a lot of places you can't even take a bag inside sometimes if you're out and about at like a concert or something.
Right.
Well, like I said, lose your own crap. I don't care. But you start losing my stuff, then we have a problem.
But
if you
want
to live this carefree, fancy-free life because I feel so comfortable with you that I can throw all my expensive belongings on the ground and give them away at hotels, like, don't bring my stuff into that equation. You lose your own stuff.
I've never lost so many things like in my life than I have just within the last like
I have
few months.
But
you have?
But it's never been like expensive things like that. That's why I on purpose buy cheap glasses, just because I know I'm gonna lose them and then it's not as bad.
I don't know how you guys go through life. I don't lose anything. I lost one pair of sunglasses
ever
once.
You're gonna jinx it.
In Austin, Texas, at a hotel. I swear they were stolen, but I lost one pair ever. I've never lost a phone. I've never lost my wallet. I've never lost my sunglasses, except that one time in Austin at a hotel. I was pretty drunk.
You just jinxed it.
Yeah. Fine. Bring it on, world. Bring it on.
Come on, universe.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, so let's talk about the scary situation at your parents' house, Graham.
Yeah, in today's edition of...
Damn, nature, you scary!
First off, I just want to tie this in with a story I saw the other day on the news, because a woman in Massachusetts posted this video of a bear that had just totally ransacked her truck, and she says it was all because she left some sunflower seeds, a little bag of sunflower seeds in her truck. A bear destroyed it. And I was like, bears like sunflower seeds?
I mean, who doesn't?
And then my dad sends me this video. If you want to go see it, it is up, JV Morning Show on Instagram, because he heard a loud crash in the night and he got up and he turned on the lights on his back porch. And
damn, nature, you scary.
No,
there was a giant bear on his back porch. And what was it eating? All his sunflower seeds.
Are you kidding me? Why does your dad have a bucket of sunflower seeds?
Well, you
that's the better question.
Well, you know, old people, they like to start putting
food away.
Bird seed and sunflower seeds in bird feeders.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, so like, see the birds come run,
oh,
you know, old
gosh,
people stuff.
Kind of cute.
And so he had this big bin on their back porch, and that's where he kept like the bird seed. And then he also had a big bag of sunflower seeds in there that he sprinkled in.
Oh my God.
Like the squirrels come around to the bird feeder, you guys, and they love sunflower seeds and they're so cute. And they're like, munch it up. Anyways, and so he had a bunch of sunflower seeds in there. So this bear knocks this thing open. My dad turns the light on. Now, look, they've had a bear visit their house before, maybe a year or two ago. They live in, they live in Chico, and which isn't like really total bear country where they live, but I guess, you know, it's a thing. And so one time they had a bear and he heard something at night and he turned the light on and dude, the bear like ran away. It was scared. This one, he turned the light on and you can watch the video. This honey badger gave zero F's.
It just laid there enjoying its sunflower seeds.
It ate the entire bag of sunflower seeds. It laid there. My dad's like, he was there for like a half hour.
Don't you kind of want to go out there and like give it a hug? I know you're
it's
not.
So
I know,
cute.
Don't. But it's so, it is really cute. It looks so big and cuddly.
And the way he's sitting.
I know.
He's just enjoying his little sunflower seeds.
Living his best life.
That bear was pretty big.
And huge.
My dad, you know, he's taking this video. He's standing right inside the back door, the glass door. I mean, they're only about 10 feet apart. And the bear clearly can see him, right? And that bear, zero F's given. It just kept eating and eating, ate all the sunflower seeds until it was full. Then my dad said, suddenly just got up. It walked. My dad, they have like a very small, I'd call it like a splash pool almost. It's not like a big swimming pool, but
it
it's a small pool.
It went for a little swim?
It went, took a swim for a little while.
No way!
And then when it was done swimming, then it just left. I was like, dude, this bear is just living life.
Oh my God.
But yeah, very, it scared him, you know, in the middle of the night because he heard this crashing around thinking somebody's breaking into the house or something.
When it walked off, was it on all fours or on 2 feet? Because the one in Happy Gilmore 2, that bear was walking on 2 feet.
Yeah. This walks on all fours.
Okay.
Yeah, like normal bears.
They should just keep the bear as a pet. Yeah.
Well, I was like, well, what are you going to do? You got to find somewhere new to hide your, you know, seeds.
Or leave them out every night
stuff.
So the bear keeps coming back. It's so cute.
You don't want that bear to keep coming back.
Cute. I saw a video yesterday on Instagram. This guy, he rescued like this little, like newborn
like a
puppy. It was like a puppy, like in the middle of the road. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh my God, like what mama dog would leave this little baby? Maybe it was like the runt of the bunch or who knows.
Yeah.
He rescues it and like he takes it home and he's caring for it. Yeah, it wasn't a puppy. It was a bear cub. And now this guy has a cub at his house, but he was feeding it a little baby bottle.
That's so cute.
And like bathing it. And it was so cute. But then it grew and it had like claws and things. It was kind of scary.
I think that's a Disney movie you're describing.
I know.
That was Lion King.
He obviously had to like turn it in at some point. But for a while, he had like a little baby cub and it was like his friend. Isn't that cute?
That would be kind of cute. They are kind of cute. But the big ones, they're mean. You know, you don't mess with those ones. You let them eat whatever you got and swim in your pool if they want.
Don't do that.
A lot of hair in the pool, though. My dad was annoyed. He's like, God, I got to get the net out because then there's like, there's just hair everywhere. Yeah. That's what happens if a bear swims in your pool.
The story you're talking about that you saw in the news where the bear broke into a car to get to the sunflower seeds. Did it like was the car like destroyed after that? Or did
they get in there and rip? Because like when you go to Yosemite or something, they say don't leave any food in the car because bears have figured out like, hey, this is pretty easy. And they're strong enough where they can, it doesn't matter if your doors are locked, they can figure out a way to get in there. And they can.
Crazy.
And usually when they get in there, sometimes they accidentally get stuck. And at which case they take out their aggression on all your seats and interior.
Oh,
and they just thrash.
Oh.
And they just thrash through everything. So yeah, you don't want to leave any food in there. My dad's like, I guess I got to keep these sunflower seeds inside from now on. I'm like, the bear can smell them inside. Do you want him ripping your door off?
Oh,
now
my
he's going to go into
now
your house.
That would be scary. But great for TikTok.
Right. Yeah, have they posted this video? Because they need to go viral.
Dude, so viral right now. They're so viral amongst
Are
the olds.
They?
No,
oh.
No. But I'll
he
tell.
He should, yeah.
I'll let him know. Activate your TikTok account.
Yes.
It's time to make some money. Bear eating your seeds.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Jason Momoa had a near drowning experience. You probably saw this trending online. This is so scary. So earlier this week, he was on a podcast
to talk about his
new Apple TV series, Chief of War. Have you heard about this podcast, Graham? Smartless?
Yes,
Jason
I have.
Jason Bateman,
yes.
Sean Hayes, Will Arnett.
I hear that's very good.
Yeah, he was on that one. And Jason Momoa was talking about how he was one time surfing with his friend, and they were with a couple of professional surfers. They're in Hawaii, and they're going like 13 miles down the coast.
About like 13 miles down the coast, and you're kind of almost a mile offshore. Mm. And then my leash snapped. And we're about 7 miles into it, and my leash snapped, and it's so windy on Maui, and so the board just went.
So the leash that connects him to the surfboard snaps. Mm-hmm. The ocean just takes it away. And so, so he's just out there by himself trying to like stay afloat.
What ended up happening, I was out there for a while, and then I just couldn't see anyone coming to get me, and I couldn't move anymore, and my arms and my legs gave up after, you know, was out there for a while.
He says that his body just gave up. Like he was done, couldn't move anymore. That's like my worst fear.
Sink to the bottom, and then a dolphin rose up out of the sea.
No, that would have been a great
story.
You played
Aquaman one time. I shall help you.
Oh,
and then he rode on the back of the dolphin all the way into the shore.
Oh my God.
Is that what happened?
No, that's not what happened, unfortunately. So eventually one of the other guys comes up behind him and gets him. They got his board back. They essentially rescued him, take him back to shore. Jason Momoa even cut his feet on a coral reef, like trying to stay above water. He said this entire ordeal is what made him stop smoking. Like, he was smoking 2 to 3 packs a day.
Really?
And he says on this podcast, quote, I couldn't stop for my kids, couldn't stop for my ex, and the moment I came out, I never
smoked again.
Stubs
his toe on some coral, and he's like, never smoking again. A little scratch on my foot.
No, I think
that's
it made him just really value his life. Like, that's so scary.
Men are interesting. Men are so interesting.
Made him value his life or realize that he needed better cardio ability because his legs and arms got tired after treading water for 2 minutes.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of both.
I always wonder if I somehow landed myself in a situation like that because I can't swim, like, would there just be like a natural instinct to somehow learn how to swim in that moment?
No, you're going to need that dolphin I just talked about to come rescue you.
Oh,
and they might.
Please
you never know, but like be nice to nature because
okay.
they might.
You're right.
Save your butt. But yeah, having the ability to swim is a valuable skill that you might need. Survival skill.
You honestly, Jess,
you might need.
Should take some swimming lessons.
I've thought about it. I just don't want to be in a class with kids.
There's private lessons.
Yeah,
you don't have to take
lessons.
It with kids.
I also don't want to pay money.
Graham will teach you.
I used to teach swim lessons. I just taught my daughter to swim, and now she's phenomenal in the pool.
Really?
Yeah.
How many sessions did it take?
Like two.
Oh my gosh, that's
and now she but and then also just time in the water. You got to spend some time in the water just swimming around, you know.
Okay.
You got to be motivated to want to be able to swim.
You're right.
Are you in?
I'm going to throw myself in the ocean to see if like
no,
I
just said don't
there.
Test it.
Yeah. Sneaker waves, rip tides, and no dolphins that care about
no.
you.
No.
Right.
Yeah, you don't have any dolphin friends yet. Ease back.
Yeah, ease back.
Really quick, Wendy Williams cognitive test results. So you know Wendy's been trying like crazy to get out of this guardianship that she's been under for a couple years now.
Uh-huh.
This guardianship has taken away her ability to make decisions on her own, especially when it comes to finances. And that's been a really big thing because, you know, she can't access her own money. If
right.
there is even any money left in there at this point, who even knows? So she took a series of cognitive tests this week and...
Person, woman, man, camera,
that's
TV.
That's not what the test was.
I don't know if it was that kind of test.
She nailed it.
According to this report, the results back up her original diagnosis that she does have frontotemporal dementia and aphasia. Remember, she was trying to say she's fine.
Right.
And we've even heard her, you know, remember for a while she was doing interviews
and she sounded fine.
But according to these tests, no, she definitely has times that are good.
Good days and bad days.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what we said here on the JB show. But yeah, according to these results, she does actually have this going on with her. So.
Person,
she's not going to be getting out of that guardianship anytime soon.
Camera,
I don't know if that
TV.
Was the test.
How did I just remember that? And I just said that a minute ago. I would ace one of these tests. Ace it.
Grammy, what do you have?
All right, something super annoying that most of us have probably done. You're at the grocery store, short line at the self-checkout. So you jump over there. You're about to start unloading your basket. And that's when you realize, I've got some alcohol I'm trying to buy. We all know you can't self-checkout that booze. Well, that might be going away soon because there's a new bill that's been introduced to the California State Senate that would potentially make it legal to purchase alcohol at the self-checkout, as well as a few other changes. The intent of this bill is actually a bunch of other things that will improve grocery store working conditions. But grocers are saying this is only going to drive up costs. And to help offset those costs, we want a provision that allows alcohol sales at self-checkout. Did you guys know that California is the only state in the entire nation that bans alcohol sales at self-checkout?
Are you serious? So apparently, I thought it was everywhere.
Apparently it works everywhere else. You just scan your ID after you scan whatever alcohol item. You have to have a valid ID and you scan that and then you're able to complete your transaction. It works everywhere else. Why not here?
But I guess what's stopping someone who's underage from using somebody else's ID?
Well, can't they have some kind of camera thing that matches your face with the face on the ID or something? I mean, technology, hello, it's California. We're inventing all the technology.
That's true.
Can't we implement something like that? And I don't know. Are we worried about...
I'm just saying, is that their reasoning in California?
Obviously, of course, that's the intent of is to curb underage drinking.
What do I care? I'm 26 and a half, so it's like I can buy alcohol.
Right.
It doesn't affect me. Right. Also, underage people don't drink anymore. Do you see that new Gallup poll the other day
something?
It came out yesterday, I think, and it was like drinking in general is at a 90-year low. And then when they broke it down by age groups, the age group that is drinking the least is the youngest generation. So do we even need to worry about this? Let me buy my beer. Me buy my 12-pack of Modelo's at the self-checkout.
Well, you know how generations, they always do like the opposite of the generation before them?
Right.
I don't know if this is true or not, but I saw something on Instagram that said like millennials are the drunkest generation ever. So if that's true, then maybe that's why Gen Z is like, drinking is not cool because look at the millennials doing it.
And then Gen Alpha will be
back
to drink
the drunker ones. Yeah.
Let's hope. Save the booze business.
Yeah. But your kids will be Gen Alpha, right?
Yeah. Wait a second.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for the first listen of today's clip?
Sure.
Nothing hurts more than stretching out your to fit something new in there.
Facts.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Somebody understands.
So y'all both experienced this.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. And is it like a warm-up thing that you do ahead of time? Or is it like it happens?
I think you just have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. You sickos. And remember, this is a family show, so keep those guesses PG. Where do you leave a guess? Well, on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. I saw somebody. I was going through our JV Morning Show Instagram the other day, reading some comments, and somebody commented, please tell me how to leave a talkback. I don't know how to do that. And luckily, someone from Wild 94.9 responded. It didn't seem very helpful, but it is very simple, you guys. You need the iHeartRadio app. That's step one. You download it, set us as a preset when you see that option so we can keep our jobs. And then after that, when you're streaming Wild 94.9, there's a little red microphone button. You can record your guests right there. That's all it takes to leave a talkback. And it comes to us right here in the studio. Leave us your name and your city along with your guests there on that talkback mic. And if you're the first person that gets the correct answer,
Chug mug coming your yours. Way. All right, so get those guesses in now. Gonna play some of your talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. Happy Thursday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. This is What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. Now, if you missed today's clip, here it is one last time. Nothing hurts more than stretching out your
to fit something new in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So what? When you think you know what that word is, you leave your guess on the talk back on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Let's go to your guesses now. Hey, Graham, this is a family show.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah,
you don't know
what it is.
Good morning. This is Lorena from Vallejo again, and I'm kind of whispering because I don't want to wake up my boyfriend, but I think the bleeped out word is shoe, stretching out your shoe. Okay, thanks. Bye. Have a good morning.
Oh, that is a thing, and that's painful.
Yep.
You get some new boots, and they're like way too tight, and you're like, you gotta get them, you know.
But you send them back and get a half size up?
Sometimes they don't have half sizes.
Yeah, and you got to just make it work.
Oh.
Or you get heels that are your size, but like the way it comes up over your foot is just too tight because they're not broken in.
Sometimes the straps, they just cut you.
Ugh, no thanks.
It's very painful.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Terry calling from Vermilion, Ohio, and I think the bleeped out word is pocket. Hope you all have a wonderful Thursday, and bye.
Stretch out your pocket.
Stretch your pocket out. That was a popular guest. JV Show, number one in Vermilion, Ohio, by the way.
Yes, thank you. All because of you. So
thank you, Terry.
Yeah, it ain't pocket.
Mm-mm.
Good morning, guys. My name is Randolph from Hercules, and the bleeped out word of the day is the truth.
Stretch the truth.
Stretch the truth to fit something new in there. That's interesting.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
To fit something new in there?
Like some new details?
Stretching the truth, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
You're adding some new element in there, and then it's painful to have to remember all that. You keep your story straight.
That makes sense, yeah.
I like that guess.
I'm not a good liar. I can't. I don't do that.
Hey, JV Show. This is Julian and
Julie
from Bay Point, and we think the missing word is schedule. Have a great day.
Stretch out that
schedule.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, very good guess.
Some new appointments or activities in there.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, so did nobody get the word today?
As of this moment, no one got it today.
We have got to do better, people.
Son of a...
All right, listen up. Here's today's clip unbleeped.
Nothing hurts more than stretching out your piercing to fit something new in there.
Oh. I thought this was a family show. That's gross.
Why is that gross? I recently had to switch out my nose ring. The one I had before, it was really thin. And
all the boogers had corroded it over the years.
No,
it was wasting away.
No.
That's part of it.
But it was thin and misshapen because it was so thin. You could easily...
Because you picked your nose too hard?
No, you could easily, just like from taking it in and out, you can easily like, it wasn't even like a hoop. It was like straight and then like corner and like it was, so I took it out and I had to just put some other new jewelry in there, like anything I had, but the new one was a bit like thicker. Ooh. It hurts so bad just squeezing
Stretching your nose hole out?
Yes! Oh my God, it hurts so bad. I was like crying.
Oh, you guys.
What?
I think somebody did squeeze in the...
Stop.
Right after we said it.
Stop.
No,
it.
It was
Come
right
on.
Before. It was right before. It just wasn't... It wasn't loading right now, but it's 7... It just turned 7:25 right now. 7:23.
Someone...
It came in. Michelle from Castro Valley. Graham? Graham?
Okay, if it was at 7:23...
It was at 7:23.
This is a real photo finish. I feel like we have to like stop, like the race ends, you know, once we start playing all the guesses.
Yeah, but
you know,
but
like
you hadn't played it yet. You played it at 7:24.
Well, I'm saying once we start playing all the guesses, you know what I mean? Like
right.
That's when, you know.
All right, so we're giving it to her.
I'll give her a chug, man.
Oh,
yay, Michelle!
Yeah. We got a winner!
Woo, woo, woo.
See,
at
I'm the not
buzzer.
The only sicko with piercings on their minds. Michelle, congratulations. Just send her an email. You're getting a chuggy muggy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess, you said we have Lori on hold.
Yes.
Lori, hang on one quick second. Don't hang up.
Hey, guys. Yay. I'm so glad I won. Totally got in the car late. That's the only reason why I did a late talk back. I didn't even know that it was going to be the last one, but I'm so excited. My son wants this chug mug so bad, and he's going to be so happy when it arrives. Thank you. Have a great day.
Oh, is that our chug mug winner,
yes,
Michelle? From
What's
the
Michelle. Nice work.
Yeah, she won a chug mug this
check
morning.
Check your email.
All right. So I told Lori not to hang up, and the first thing she did was hang up. So, I think she might be back. Lori, are you there?
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Oh, my God. We lost you there for a second. You gave me a heart attack.
Oh, me too.
Well, we're glad you're back because we're going to see if you can win these sold out Teddy Swims tickets. Jess, when is the show? I know it's coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, it's on September 5th.
Ooh, that's just a few weeks out. So, Lori, we're going to play the JV Show's Yep Nope game. We're just going to ask you four random trivia questions. Get three correct and the tickets are yours, okay?
awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, let's get to it. Here's question number one. What classic board game involves players trying to sink their opponent's ships by guessing coordinates on a grid?
Oh, come on. You know this.
There's only one.
I'm just going to say Shipwreck. I don't even know.
Close. Battleship.
Battleship. You sunk my battleship.
My bad. I've never played that.
Yeah, it's kind of just a guess and check game. There's not a lot of skill involved.
But it's the only ship sinking game I know.
It's the most iconic for sure. All right, question number two. Mount St. Helens erupted in 1980. It was the deadliest volcano eruption in U.S. history. What state is Mount St. Helens in?
Laura, you got to take a guess.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh,
geez. It was a big deal.
Just Colorado. Any state with mountains.
Nope. Washington is what we were looking for there.
I love
Washington.
The guess. You're like, Colorado has mountains. Why not pick that one? Hey, I see your way of thinking there, but not the right answer. Here's the question. It's all good. Question number three. What iconic rapper was born Marshall Bruce Mathers III?
Eminem.
Yep. There we go. You're on the board. You got a point?
We're on the board. Let's keep it rolling here. Question number four. Last year's World Series was between the LA Dodgers and the New York Yankees. Which team won that World Series?
I should know this.
It's
pathetic.
Yeah, it was less than a year ago.
The Yankees.
Oh! As much as I would have liked them to win, it was the Dodgers that won that. Son of a shit.
It's really way harder when you actually call in.
I know. That's what everybody says. You get nervous.
We make the harder questions for when you call in. That's true.
No, we don't.
We do.
For sure, yeah.
Lori, yeah, you did not win the JV shows. You have nope game.
Oh, man.
We really enjoyed having you on, but look, don't hang up.
I'm going to pick.
Oh, no problem. Hang on. Don't hang up. I know we have a lot of shout outs. Grant, let me play this talk back and then we'll get to your DMs.
Sounds good.
Good morning, JV show. Happy Thursday. This is Destiny from Oakland. I just want to give a shout out to my baby cousins, Thiago, Juan, and Allie. My first grader, Allie, my fourth grader, Thiago, and my freshman year now, Chicharo. We call him Chicharo, as like the soccer player. But to have a great day, first day back at school. Love you guys.
All right, have a great first day, you guys.
Who gives a fart?
All right, a lot of DMs to get through here. I got one that says, hey, Graham, back to school, mom. Sliding into your DMs. Hoping you can wish our son Lucas and our sons, Lucas and Lorenzo, a happy first day of school. We know they will do great. Thank you, JV Morning Show, for making our mornings. We love you guys. That's from mom, Christina. Yes, have a great first day, guys.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, fiance sliding into your DMs. Ooh. Welcome in. Wanted to wish my fiance, Ellen, a very happy birthday. She's the kindest, sweetest, smartest person, and I am lucky to have her in my life. She's also the most amazing mom to Alexander. Wishing her an amazing birthday and enjoying Disneyland over the weekend.
Nice.
Love Shaylin and Alexander. Yes, enjoy that birthday trip.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. I'd like, could you guys please give a shout out to my daughter Janelle, her first year as a senior at Mount Eden High School in Hayward. Go Eagles!
Woo!
If you can please.
They're not the Eagles. I don't know what they're.
Would really appreciate it. Thanks. Love the show. We listen every morning. That's from Dad Elmer. Yes, have a great
day. Yeah, all of Hayward.
First day.
Who gives a fart?
I'm in Hayward. All of Hayward is back today. My son is starting TK.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's his first day of school ever. Oh my
God. Who gives a fart?
Moving on here. Wait, what, you're from Hayward. Who Mount Eden High School? What are they? The Badgers?
No, I don't know.
Okay, thanks. Another one here. Hey, Graham, my brother Damian Landa is starting his first day of middle school. He loves listening to you guys on your radio show. Can you shout him out and say, good luck in middle school? Thank you. And that's from your brother, Tony. Yeah, good luck in middle school.
Don't get stuffed in no lockers.
Yeah, this will make or break your entire social life going forward. You do not want to be a social Titanic, so make sure you are cool today.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. I hope it's not too late. I want to wish my amazing kids, Noelle and Ariel, a great first day of school. Noelle is starting his freshman year in high school, and Ariel is starting fourth grade today. I'm so proud of them, and I love them more than anything in this whole world. That's from Mom Lorena. Yes, great first day.
Who gives a fart?
And one more here, very important one. Proud and extremely good-looking dad sliding into your own DMs because I want to give an extra special birthday wish to my best buddy in the whole world, my son, Ford. This is a DM that I DM'd to myself
to remind me to give my son
Ford a shout out. He is turning 8 years old today, and I could not be more proud of him. Ford, I hope you have a great day at school. I can't wait to give you all of your presents this afternoon and celebrate you on your very special birthday.
Happy birthday, Ford.
8th birthday today. Wow. You guys, he's all grown up. He's a man now. Selena, he's 8. He's a man. I'm taking him out to the bars later in Napa. We're going to Downtown Joe's to grab a couple brewskis.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, it's a good point. Happy birthday, buddy. I love you.
Who gives a fart?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Byron Fairfield. Just calling to wish my twins, Ellie and Bella, a happy 9th birthday for Mom, Dad, Jordan, and Mason. Love you guys.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, twins!
Who gives a fart?
Oh, that's a great point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by the new thought-provoking exhibition at the Exploratorium Adventures in AI, now through September 14th.
All right, Swifties, what you've all been waiting for, so much to unpack from her appearance on Travis Kelce's New Heights podcast. So, you guys know this podcast broke the internet, right?
Yep.
Like, of course, we were urging you to go listen to the episode on our iHeartRadio app, and you still can if you missed it. It's still there. But a lot of fans also tuned into their YouTube for the live premiere of the video podcast. At one point, it got up to 1.3 million live viewers.
Damn.
All watching at the same time, and then the whole thing crashed.
Oh,
it just went black, and the stream suddenly stopped. Like, it eventually came back, of course. Their channel also saw a lot of growth because of this Taylor episode. Do me a favor, Jess, will you go to the New Heights YouTube page? Before the Taylor Swift episode dropped, they were at 2.85 million subscribers. When I checked, maybe about an hour ago, they were at 2.97 million subscribers. Has that number gone up at all, Jess?
Let's see. I'm refreshing. It's at 2.97 million subscribers.
Okay, it's still at 2.97, but still, that's a lot since yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, here's the real question. Will this episode be enough to break the YouTube viewership record for a podcast? The current record is held by a show in Saudi Arabia. One of their episodes has 144.9 million views.
Damn.
That's obviously going to take some time for the views to, like, accumulate on the New Heights podcast, but if anyone could do it, maybe it's Taylor.
Yeah.
Right now, though, the episode, last time I checked, only had 9.4 million views.
Okay, it's at 9.8 million.
But that's less than 24 hours.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, I was going to say, we're not 24 hours
in. That's going to take some time, but, I mean, who knows. And I love that Taylor knew that she was coming into a space that was, I think, mostly male in terms of viewers. You know, think of your regular New Heights podcast viewer, probably male.
Probably.
She said this.
I think we all know that if there's one thing that male sports fans want to see in their spaces and on their screens, it's more of me.
Because even stuff from the podcast is being posted to, like, the NFL accounts. And, like,
I love it. I love that it makes men angry.
Yeah, and that she has a sense of humor about it.
I think she rehearsed that line ahead of time, don't you?
Probably.
Like, that was a talking point.
No, but still.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I'm glad she said it. It's true.
Now to the good stuff. Taylor's got a new album. The Life of a Showgirl is coming out.
We got TS12, baby.
This is all right. My brand new album. It's called The Life of a Showgirl.
Love it.
It was something that I was working on while I was in Europe on the Eras Tour.
How on earth did she do this on the tour is still blowing my mind.
So I do like 3 shows in a row. I'd have 3 days off. I'd fly to Sweden.
Bro, her work ethic, unmatched. How were you doing this album while you were on a world record-breaking tour?
Well, also given how, like, huge her performance was during that tour, you know what I mean?
It was three hours, super
long and super energy draining. I think anybody that would perform one of those would be like, I gotta go on vacation for like about 2 weeks.
and then
be ready for the next show. You know, she was doing back-to-back nights and then still recording. That's
crazy. So here are the album details in case you haven't heard yet. October 3rd, the album is dropping. It's got 12 songs on it because, it is her 12th studio album.
Obviously.
The last song on the album is the title track. It's called The Life of a Showgirl, and it is featuring Sabrina Carpenter. Fans have been begging for a collab, and we are finally getting one. I saw that Cardi B was so relieved that she's because, you know, Cardi's dropping her album on September 19th and did not want Taylor dropping on that same day. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
But we knew Taylor would drop on a day that would make sense for her. And October 3rd does make sense because October 10, right? 10 is the number for October. And then 3, 13.
Oh, we should have known.
We should have known.
Also, how did I not put 2 and 2 together? Also, or 10 and 3 together?
The 1.3 million people that were streaming it at one time.
Oh, my God. 13. How did you know that?
You didn't know that? Obviously, the Taylor effect. I heard her say in this podcast episode that the 12 tracks on this album are all, like, as they said, bangers. I don't know if we're still using that, but they said they're all bangers, every single one. And she said her previous album, The Tortured Poets Department or whatever, she said there's like, because that was a double album with 30-something songs on it. She's like, that was just every song that I just threw a bunch of stuff. But she said this one is like highly curated. Ooh, these are all bangers.
I'm excited.
That to me sets the expectation bar for every song on this record to be really good, because that's what she's saying. She's saying these, it's very intentional that these 12 tracks, there's no more, there's no secret cuts that are going to get added. It's just these 12. So it, like, she's really claiming, she's calling her shot here that this is like an incredible record.
All right. I'm sorry for the Taylor takeover, but we're going to have to talk more about her. It's going to spill into the next break just because there's so much we got to unpack from the podcast. You know, her, I want to talk more about the way she interacts with Travis Kelce. She got into, you know, their relationship a little bit. Plus, there's more engagement rumors. So we're going to do all of that next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. I just want to wish me and my other mom friend a happy Let's Get Mimosas after we drop off the kids this morning. Woo! In our neighborhood, we do an annual Get Mimosas after the first day of school. So we are all super excited and we are all about to get super buzz at 9 in the morning. Have a good day, guys.
That's fun. I know a lot of moms that do that. I forgot about that. Yeah, it's like it's a thing. That first day of school drop off, and then all the ladies hit a mimosa brunch or whatever. That sounds fun.
Wait, that's hilarious. Well, have fun. All right. And everyone else, welcome back. If today is your first day, hope you have a great day. We're talking about Taylor Swift. She was on the New Heights podcast yesterday. That is Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce's podcast. We talked about it breaking the internet. She gave all her album details. One more thing on the album, just really quick. You can finally go to her website and like pre-order everything. Mm-hmm. The vinyls, people noticed, you know, how the theme is like orange and green.
Yeah.
The vinyls are orange. And it's not just any orange, it's Portofino orange.
And what
how do we know that it's that mean?
Because it says that on the website. You can pre-order the Portofino orange glitter vinyl now or whatever. It. And people think that is a reference to last year when Taylor and Travis went to Italy and they visited Portofino there. They think they secretly got engaged there. And it's like such an important place. And that's why she's using that color for the album.
What? Yeah, I mean, I don't know where we landed in the prediction journal for that, but I would not be surprised at all if they're already engaged.
Yeah. Not at all. All right, so I do want to talk more about the way Taylor and Travis interacted on the podcast. This is like the first time we've actually kind of like seen them a little more, you know, laid back. It wasn't like at some event or a picture.
Yeah.
Are you being sarcastic about the unscripted part?
A little bit.
You still feel like this is a persona?
It's the most unscripted we've seen them, but do I think that everything that went into this podcast is very carefully curated?
And
of
edited.
Of course I do. And edited. This was not live. It wasn't aired live yesterday.
Right. So do you feel like a lot of people in Taylor's lives, they feel like they have to walk on eggshells? I just feel like everybody only says positive things to her.
I think whenever you get to any level, any super level of stardom or wealth or whatever it is, the way that people interact with you inevitably changes. Different. It's unavoidable. They treat you differently.
Right.
And you know that there are a lot of people in her life, even if they think they're like, I could say no to her, they bump her up and say yes to everything.
I mean, you can't say anything not nice. I mean, even online, because everybody will come for you. Because who doesn't love Taylor Swift?
Right.
She's just... You know, she's like America's, you know, sweetheart. Anyways, so they're on the podcast and they obviously got into, you know, when they first started dating, even before then, really.
This podcast has done a lot for me.
I owe a lot to this podcast. This podcast got me a boyfriend.
Now, remember, thanks to this podcast, like, this is where Travis Kelce came on and was like, hey, I wanted to give her a friendship bracelet and give her my phone number. Bracelet. It didn't happen.
Then I couldn't try to give her a bracelet.
He said that on this podcast. So it is kind of a full circle moment.
It was such a wild romantic gesture to just be like, I want to date you. Like, on, I don't know. It was, at first when I looked at it, I was
that's what it does when you're on the stage and you perform in Arrowhead. That's what it did.
This dude didn't get a meet and greet. He's making it everyone's problem.
I'm going to pause right there. Oh my God. I cringe anytime he calls her a sweetie. Do you? Yes. Am I the only one?
Yeah, it got me a little bit.
Oh my God. Thank you. Like, don't do that. I don't know. I just feel like it's so like elderly.
Oh, I can see that.
You know, like,
he drops that multiple ones.
Because
the other clip we heard is like when she was breaking out the album and it was green.
He calls her sweetie.
It's the color of your eyes, sweetie.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, it makes me want to throw up. Don't do that. All right. So she talks about Travis Kelce, you know, wanting to meet her at the show. Apparently he did like no logistical planning for this.
You realize he didn't even reach out to our management. I was like, when this podcast came out, I was like, did he ever reach out to be like in the tents or did we know he was in the building? He came with Pat and he thought that because he knows the elevator lady that her about just getting down.
That's how it works. Yeah. You just go.
And he got denied. That's why he wasn't able to meet her.
If I was Travis Kelce, I would assume the same thing. If I was Patrick Mahomes, whatever, in those star players, like, this is our stadium. This is our house.
But I'll walk Taylor wherever Swift I want. On her Eras tour. That's
I don't know. You're crazy. Like on my home turf at that point. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't be like, excuse me, management team for Taylor. Is there a chance that I could come back to her tent and perhaps meet her? Because I made a friendship bracelet for her, and please, I don't know. It's just like,
I see what you're talking
about. You're talking about Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City.
Like, yeah, I know the Chiefs run it. I know.
Name the other draw in Kansas City. It's them.
They got that good restaurant on downtown.
No, that one. It closed. It closed during the pandemic.
Well, Taylor did have really nice things to say about Travis Kelce. This is a video off of TikTok that Jess sent me, so there's like some weird music behind it. Mind that.
The way that he could make me laugh so immediately about normal things. Travis is like, he's just a vibe booster in everyone's life that he's in. He's like a human exclamation point. Like, you know, he's like when you take a picture on your phone and you put the you push the enhance color button. Yeah. That's like what you do to everyone's life.
Okay, look. They're so cute together.
They are.
You know, they're both like the perfect amount of corniness for each other.
And we've all been there.
And that's great. Part of me just feels like Taylor's holding back, not in her relationship, just like on the podcast in general. Like, I think she's been famous for so long that she's been so accustomed to having to speak a certain way, act a certain way, carry herself a certain way that we don't even know like the real her, if that makes sense. And I'm not throwing shade at all.
Like, you just thought she was going to pop on there and she was going to be like spitting, chewing tobacco and be like, what's up, bros?
If that was the real
Let's talk about some football. Yeah, Travis Kelce came to my show one time.
But the way she's like, or maybe it really is how she is, just being overly positive. Like, she even talked about, you know, Happy Gilmore and Bad Bunny's performance, and he was exquisite and delightful. Like, who uses those words?
Except he delighted for me.
Yes.
His performance delighted me.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think there's an element of that, but I still think, like,
I'm not throwing shade at all. I hope you guys realize that.
Swifties, that's at Selena on air.
No, I'm not. I just feel like this
in the last segment, it was like, this thing broke all the records. Oh my God, and we're throwing all the flowers at this thing. And then the next one's like, she's totally fake. What the hell?
No, I just feel like she's very careful. It's like, and she has
curated
to be.
Curated is the word.
Curated. Everything that comes out of her mouth, I think, is very curated.
But that's just because her entire career has been that way. And when you are that level of famous, like you said, that's just the way that it is. And she's always been like that. And so, like, what we got in this podcast and the way that they interacted with each other, not surprising in the slightest to me. I felt like in times they were laying on a little thick, but you know what I mean?
Right.
That's just, you know, and everyone's like, no, but they're super in love. I'm like, yeah, they've been dating for almost 3 years. Like, I don't know.
Right.
I think a lot of that was to drum it up for the audience a little bit.
All right. Yeah. I think we're going to get some hate. Yes, Jess.
Can we talk about her pictures?
Oh my God. Yes. Are these on JV Morning Show?
Yes, they are. Everyone check them out because she looks so good.
Like, I have never seen her.
They're risque.
Like this. Yeah. Taylor, she's in a different era.
She is.
Have you seen these, Graham? You're going to look now.
I have. I'm going
now.
What
are your thoughts?
They're very life of a showgirl. I mean, they match the title.
I was going to say, she's looking sexy. Yeah. This is like a whole different Taylor Swift. So if you want to check that out, JV Morning Show, follow our Instagram. And then that is right there on our Instagram story.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Thursday, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And who do we have on the phone?
This is Nancy and Kevin.
Nancy and Kevin, caller 20. Woo, 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 woo.
We're so excited.
Yes, you just got a Chromebook courtesy of RCA Records. Congrats.
Thank you.
You are very welcome, Nancy and Kevin. Hang on there. We are doing it again. Let me just stop the music because I ruined that.
Yeah,
we're doing it again tomorrow.
Same time. We were building the excitement. People were feeling it. They were hyped up that Nancy and Kevin just got a brand new Chromebook for back to school. We're doing this every single morning, all month long, because everybody, we want to give away as many Chromebooks as we can. And we went to the boss and we're like, if we're not giving away a Chromebook every day this month, we quit.
We're out of here.
And he's like, good, because you're fired. And they were like, no, can we have our jobs back?
Yeah, we're like, just kidding.
But also, the Chromebooks would be cool every morning. And then Selena totally botched the announcement. And
now
whatever.
We're fired again, I guess.
Yeah,
thanks
probably.
For rubbing it in. All right, guys. I get it.
Hi, Graham. I'm so sorry. I wanted to say thank you for always giving out the shout outs to my kids. They are absolutely so excited to hear it on the podcast. And I just wanted to say thank you from me and Noelle and Ariel. And we love you guys, Jess, Selena, and Graham. And Graham, you're the best. Who gives a fart?
That's a good point.
Bye. Who gives a fart?
Who
Great
gives
point.
A fart?
Who gives a fart?
I had given, I feel bad because I gave her a hard time. She slid into my DMs earlier to get her kids a shout out. And I just happened to like scroll back and like, look. Some other shout outs have been had. No acknowledgement had ever been given. And I was like, I'll give you guys this shout out this morning. But like, how about some acknowledgement for all the past shout outs? I was totally joking. She needed to leave that talk back.
Well,
I was just joking.
Sweet,
I put a ha 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 after it, but like you don't know if I'm like ha 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 or like ha ha ha. You don't know when that is typed
and
out.
And then you don't use emojis, and that just sounds rude.
Yeah.
But what if I use the crying, laughing face right there? That can still be in a mocking way.
No,
like,
that's
thanks.
Hey,
thanks for acknowledging all the previous shout outs I've given your kids and a crying, laughing face. How would you interpret that? Like, I actually thought it was funny.
It still might come off a little like...
See?
But it would help. Angry.
It would help.
Emojis can be ambiguous.
I guess so,
also.
Yeah, I was, in this case.
But I was totally just
hey,
joking.
We got to get to ladies' room.
Sure.
Where's my jewelry? I'll be back real soon. Can we talk?
So you guys know earlier this week, Selena, you told us about how women love when men have one specific hobby. Mm-hmm. And that was reading.
Reading is the most attractive hobby a man can have, according to a new survey.
So we were really surprised by that. But apparently, another study is showing that it actually might boost your success if you're on dating apps as well. So
what?
Yes,
reading?
Yes. If you are on dating apps, you might want to throw in a picture or two of what you're currently reading, because that is found attractive
like
by women.
You holding the
like,
book
this is a
in,
real
like,
thing.
In your armchair with the book open and like your glasses on reading your book, like that should be your profile picture.
You're holding a book, maybe not make it your profile picture, but include it in there in your pictures, so that when they swipe, they're like, oh, what are his hobbies? Oh, reading, huh?
I'm gonna be honest, if I'm and I was on Tinder at one point, if I come across a person who, you know, he's reading in his reading nook at home and he's snuggled up in a, what are those blankets with sleeves?
A slanket?
A snuggie? What'd you call it?
A slanket? A sleeve blanket? A slanket?
It's a snuggie.
Yeah,
anyways,
whatever.
I'm going to think boring and I'm swiping
left.
Left.
Two shots fired at all the readers that we just, I can hear
reader.
Them turning their radios off right now like, oh, she doesn't
Listen,
like reading. She thinks we're nerds.
And I am a reader, but I don't want to be with a reader.
Make that make sense.
Yeah, that
wouldn't you want somebody that has shared interests as you, or is that too quiet for you? They're over in their reading nook.
Yeah, I feel like it's
wearing
like
their
it's
slanket
too,
and you're over in your reading nook with your snuggie.
Like,
and
I like to be in my reading nook. I don't have one. It's just like my bed. Like when I'm doing that, I don't, and then I'm like shutting the world out, but I don't want to be shut out of somebody else's world.
I guess that sort of makes sense.
Right?
I mean, would you be offended if a guy was like, found out you were a reader and was like, well, I don't want to be shut out of your world, so sorry, bye.
Yeah, and you're over there reading those romance
novels. But I would
novels.
Never put that on my dating profile that I'm reading books.
Well, maybe people also want to know that somebody is intellectual and well-read. I would appreciate that they
you
have
would like that in a dating profile?
Worldly knowledge. I mean, I don't need it front and centered, but if it's one of the pictures in your little carousel there and it's you reading, I'm not mad at that. I appreciate people that study a bit. If you go to theslanket.com, you can buy the original blanket with sleeves.
That's an actual thing?
Yes.
I thought you were making it up.
I was partway joking, but it's also a real thing. It's also available on Amazon, the ultimate slanket, if you'd like to buy it there.
So the other ones are called Snuggies, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they just ripped off the original slanket?
Well, this says, yeah, maybe.
Or maybe the Snuggie was the original one.
No, this is the original blanket with sleeves.
Yeah.
Slanket, theslanket.com if you'd like to get one. Also available at your other favorite retailers like Walmart.
But the name Snuggie just sounds better.
I know.
I like Slanket. It's funnier.
No. But Graham, to the point that you were making a little while ago, 75% actually agree with you. 75% of people say they rather date someone who is well-read and they prefer that over someone physically attractive.
Wow. Over someone who's hot?
Whoa, let's not get crazy here.
This is crazy talk.
Let's not get crazy. But if you're two, if your two hobbies and I had to choose on a dating profile and one was like, I like to read every day for an hour or I like to scroll TikTok mindlessly every day for an hour,
hey!
I'm picking the one that's reading because they're actually growing their brain as opposed to shrinking it. Shots fired at the TikTok community, but it's true.
That makes sense. But, you know what? Another thing? It matters what kind of book it is.
Oh.
So if you are posting a picture of you holding a book on your profile, just make sure it's one.
Not Lord of the Rings.
Not the probably not that fairy smut. Is that what it's called?
It's romanticy.
Yeah, no, romanticy.
combination of
maybe none of that.
Would you call it fairy smut? I'll see if that's
a
thing.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, fairysmut.com.
It's like,
wait, I don't know if I can do that on a work
computer.
Not on
a work computer, Graham. Hold on.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thursdays, we do our meeting in the ladies' room. Graham, welcome in here. You can come in just this one time.
I can?
I suppose.
Join us.
Thanks for having me.
What is this 3-hour
smells weird new
night rule? Not me, it's Jess.
No.
All right, listen up, married. Listen up, married couples. Because this woman says she has the nighttime formula to a happier marriage. It's called the 3-hour night.
Oh, for 3 hours?
I could never last that long. But it's not that. She says she has the formula for how to just make your relationship more fulfilling, more productive, and have a better romantic connection. Here's how the 3-hour night works. Because she says what her and her husband were normally doing, which was like the scramble to get their daughter to bed. And then after that, they'd just be scrolling their phones and then just go to sleep. And that's, I think, a lot of our nighttime routines after you get the kids to bed. But she says, here's what they do. The second they get their daughter to bed, that's when the 3-hour night begins.
Who can stay up that late?
Well, see, we have different schedules. We'll get
like,
to that
impossible.
Because
okay.
It doesn't work for us.
Explain for everyone else.
Mine would be the 3-minute night.
Isn't that what you could do now?
Yeah, but I mean, I get my kids to bed and then I go to bed immediately. But for you normal couples that have normal hours. All right, the first hour is the productive hour.
Boring.
They do chores together that they couldn't accomplish throughout the day. Laundry, cleaning up the kitchen, whatever. But both people working together to do something productive for the household. That's hour one. The second hour, you're dedicating that one to your marriage. She says, phones away. No phones. You're dedicated to each other. It could be taking a shower together.
Oh.
But it could be playing a game together. It could be whatever. Something for the two of you. That's hour number two. Then hour number three, you fall asleep. Just kidding. Hour number three, that is a time to yourself hour. You can do whatever you want in that final hour without judgment. Whatever that last hour is, whatever you want to do for that last hour, it could be just about you. Doesn't need to involve them. Whatever. That's your
time.
The 3-hour night rule. Ladies, give me your thoughts.
If like you said, Graham, if we had a normal schedule where we could stay up longer than right after we put the kids to bed, because that's our bedtime, I like this. Would I be able to make just like one minor tweak?
Sure.
I know what you're going to say. Well,
instead of me time, what if I just want like 2 hours of us time?
We're busy.
That's not what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say switch the order and have me time, but end it with the couple's time. That way before you go to bed.
But then to have you time and then start cleaning, you want to get the cleaning and the chores out of the way. But that would be
why. So you get the cleaning and chores out of the way.
Oh, do
that
first.
Then it's me time.
Then I go play video games for an hour. And then it's like, hey,
time's up.
Oh, I do like that.
Time for us.
Then it's us time to end the night.
Yeah, that way when you go to sleep, you went to sleep on us time and not.
Right, and it's right after you get done doing, you know what?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I know, Jess. I think you're on to something there.
Doesn't that make more sense?
This woman wants to make sure that you know that like this doesn't need to be an every night thing for a lot of couples. Maybe it's just once a week. She says they try. Their goal is 3 to 4 nights a week. They follow this 3-hour night, but like,
okay,
you know, life is busy. We know it's not going to work every night, but this could be something that you try for one night a week just to get started and see how it works. I think Jess has the order correct. But I think there is something. I don't really need the hour for like the me time because like you're just going to scroll your phone.
Right.
That's why I don't need that. So that's
That's why I would rather take that hour and like have it be us time. So it forces my man off his phone and then we just get to spend extra time together.
See, I think it should be called the 2-hour. I think it should be just the 2-hour night. 1 hour productive. I like that. Get some stuff done and do it together. You get twice as much stuff done when both people are working, you know, hand in hand on this.
Yes.
And then just have the last hour be the you guys do something, you watch a show, whatever it is, just the two of you, and then you go to bed.
I like it. People are saying this is like saving their relationship.
She says this is fantastic for relationships.
Yes, I like it. So there you go, people.
Last question. If you did, with the schedule you have now, what time would you have to start it with the bedtime that you have?
4:30 in the afternoon. It would be called the 3-hour afternoon.
Yeah. My kids went to bed at 6, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, that would really open things up. But instead, they go to bed at 8:30 and I go to bed at 8:32. I have to brush and floss, you know.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Did you guys see the trailer for Kanye's new documentary?
No, but I heard about it.
He put out this trailer yesterday.
Who gives a fart?
No one even knew he was working on things. At least I didn't. The documentary is called In Whose Name. It's going to premiere in theaters Friday, September 19th. But here is some of the trailer, you guys.
I'm off my meds for 5 months now.
Your personality is not like this.
That's Kim K, by the way, when they're still married. She's crying to him, like, your personality, you're not like this.
A few years ago.
It's a calling by the universe.
Never tell me I'm going to wake up one day and have nothing.
We can talk about that later, but...
It ain't no but.
The way he snaps at her.
God, I couldn't imagine being married to
Imagine having to deal with him. And and at least we have our answer. He's not on his meds. So as he's saying, which we already knew because of his behavior and things he's saying.
I'd rather be dead than to be on medication.
Either they destroy me or I destroy it.
It's the sad dream.
They're killing our ability to think outside of the box.
You know, the best thing about being an artist and bipolar, anything you do and say is an art piece.
In Whose Name in theaters, Friday, September 19th.
No,
what do you guys think?
Here for this. Also, of course, he would drop it the same day Taylor gives her announcement.
Do you think that was on purpose?
Yeah. It's Kanye.
Yeah.
Especially with all the talk that...
He pushed up that announcement for sure.
Yeah, you guys are probably right, especially with all the talk that her album is, you know, to get revenge on Kanye because of the title.
Mm-hmm.
You can go back and podcast yesterday's show if you want details on that. This is very worrisome.
Yeah.
To me.
What do you mean?
It explains a lot, but I mean, I don't know. I just feel like, does it give him a pass to say the things that he's saying?
No. Does not.
He's refusing to take his meds, which, I mean, I think we already knew. I don't know.
But
it's concerning, but I can't, like, articulate why. Yes,
I think because it's, like, at this point, shouldn't somebody else have stepped in?
But you can't force him to take his medication. You know, if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to.
I think at this point, we should stop putting a microphone to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, we should stop. Like, if you're a theater, be like, no, I'm not going to put your movie in here or whatever. I'm sure this is not some massive nationwide release.
Probably like a limited release. Yeah.
Right. But like, you don't have to take it.
Right.
We don't have to watch his rantings and stuff like that. You just don't. You're just like, I'm done with that dude.
I know. No, I think everybody is.
Don't think everybody is. I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
I think we need to be collectively. Just the awful, hateful stuff he says.
Like, did you see his Yeezy site came back live this week too? He's just back at it, like nothing ever happened. Like all the things he said, he's acting like it just never happened.
Yeah.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, so yesterday we talked about how 5 chickens and 1 baby turkey were stolen in a pair of incidents from this past Sunday at Emma Prush Farm Park. Again, that's a little farm in San Jose that caters to kids and field trips and stuff like that so they can interact and learn about animals. Surveillance video captured a man stuffing a turkey. Little turkey joke there. Little baby turkey under his jacket and then walking off. And then that night, 5 chickens went missing and another one unfortunately died in their enclosure. And a person seen stealing them. We don't know if it's the same suspect. I wouldn't be surprised if it was. Well, here's your update. 2 of the chickens have been returned. A woman in the San Jose area posted to Nextdoor this week, "Hello, 2 chickens have appeared in my backyard. I don't have a clue where they came from. If anyone in the area has lost chickens, please contact me immediately." And a lot of people saw that post, and a lot of people that were familiar with the chickens going missing recognized the chickens from being from that park, and these chickens have been found and safely returned as of yesterday. They knew that the people even knew that the 2 chickens, they knew their names. They saw a picture and like, listen to their names. That one of them is named Queen and the other one is named Mariah Carey. Queen and Mariah Carey have been returned. We don't know the whereabouts of the 3 other chickens as well as that baby turkey, but let's all hope and pray that they get safely returned as well. But
that's
RIP
hilarious
to the one chicken that didn't
make
it. Hopefully these other ones can get returned.
Yeah.
But Queen and Mariah Carey are
I'm still like laughing
home
at those names.
Safe at this time. Now I want to know what all the other ones' names are.
I know. But
the JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about Kanye West putting out a trailer yesterday for a new documentary that nobody knew that he was even working on.
Good morning, guys. I just want to make it very clear that there's millions of people who have bipolar disorder or other forms of mental health disorders, psychosis, what have you, and they do not turn into full-blown Nazis. So no, it's not an excuse. It's an explanation. It's not an excuse. I'm done with that guy, too. I'm with you, Graham.
And we all should be.
Yep.
We all should
be. At this point,
I think what I was trying to ask was because he is not, he's refusing to take the meds. Yeah, there is millions of other people suffering various mental health things, but I mean, they are on, you know, various medications and stuff. And I think in Kanye's case, he's refusing to do it because he feels like it inhibits his creativity as an artist.
Right.
You know, that's clearly the main takeaway that I got from the documentary is that, you know, his mind, when it's off the meds, he's able to create art. Everything he does is art.
But doesn't part of you believe, and maybe this is a naive take, but like that he deep down, this is somehow inherently what he does think. And when
maybe
he's off the medicine,
like
it's just like kind of, he's just letting it out.
Like this is like the truth serum. Like they say when you're drunk, like that's the true you, which I don't believe because drunk me is way different than real me. So if you ever see like the pool party coming up, that is not me.
That's the real Selena.
No, that's not me.
I know. Give her a couple margaritas.
Guess who? Me again. Of course, Kanye West is acting like nothing ever happened. Did you not hear in his upcoming movie? The great thing about being bipolar is that you can say and do anything, and people are just going to think it's art. I mean, he thinks he's Picasso or Michelangelo or
I don't even think that everybody else thinks it's art. He thinks what he's doing is art. And like, no, you're just being a jerk.
And he thinks what he's doing is genius. This is just
everything's genius.
It's genius. This is
stop it.
No,
sometimes
it's just the ramblings of some incoherent mess.
Right. But with that being said, are you a little curious to watch it? Look, I'm not rushing to the theater, but are you a little curious? It's streaming at home. It's free. Would you watch?
I'll watch the highlights on social media. I don't know. I'm not going to sit down and give. That's the thing. I don't want to give any more audience to what he's done. I think we all need to
be
done and move on.
But I am a little curious to see like how the mind of someone who has bipolar disorder but is off the meds, what is the thought process there?
But if it was an actual documentary, are we getting a fair look at what it is?
That's a good point.
It's being put out by him, so you're going to get a one-sided take here. And his takeaway, or what he wants your takeaway to be, is that that he is this genius.
The other thing that's also kind of drawing me in is that he's showing snippets of, you know, what Kim had to deal with. That I'm interested in seeing.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go to the movie theater and pay money for
this. Again, I'm not rushing to the theater, but streaming at home, I think I would watch.
For that reason.
But we'll strike that from the podcast. So did I really say that? No, not really. You know?
Nope. No, she did.
Thank you. No.
It's in the podcast.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.